Heavy snow is expected to make a tough situation worse in Pakistan. A mission agency mourns one of their fallen, and HCJB World Radio celebrates 75 years. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 2 million survivors of the earthquake that hit the Kashmir region of Pakistan face even more trouble. Weather officials expect heavy snow as unusually cold weather tightens its grip on much of Asia. It could also cause problems for a team heading there from Strategic World Impact. SWI's Kevin Turner says the situation's desperate.
They don't have winterized tents, no stoves for heat or cooking, children without winter clothing, literally children standing in the snow without shoes.
Turner says while Pakistan is predominantly Muslim, he believes Christians can make a difference there.
They're absolutely flabbergasted when they see that Christians are coming into a system. And these people think, well, Americans, we're Muslims, they can't stand us. And so the fact that we can be in there gives us ample opportunity to proclaim the love of Christ physically and also proclaim it verbally, because the Bible says, how shall they know unless they hear?
Funding is needed for relief supplies. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. Next, Gospel for Asia leaders in Bangladesh are mourning the death of 25-year-old Laxman Das. Reports show that he died of a severe blow to the head, and police believe he was murdered on the night of January 6th. He graduated from a GFA Bible college in 2001 and was working full-time as a missionary. He had already established a church in his home village located in the northern part of Bangladesh. GFA leaders are still waiting for more details from the police investigation. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the early days of radio, many Christians thought the invention was of the devil. But Clarence Jones, the founder of HCJB World Radio, thought it was a great tool for evangelism. 75 years later, HCJB continues to share the gospel not only in Ecuador, but around the world, says HCJB's president David Johnson.
We have 5 regional offices for every region in the world. We have work in most countries within those regions, either radio training or putting in radio stations or doing broadcasts. For years, we've been broadcasting on shortwave into practically every corner of the world.
Johnson says they do more than produce programs.
A big part of what we do now is really helping the local believers to use this as a tool for ministry. And so we've planted probably now well over 250 radio stations in every continent of the world other than Antarctica.
An organization-wide day of prayer kicks off the celebration today. Larger celebrations will follow in December, the month they first went on the air. We turn next to the Philippines, where severe flooding has hit the northern and eastern parts of the country. Operation Blessing has relief efforts in place to help the evacuees. Their immediate goal was to send out relief packs containing blankets, oral hygiene packs, towels, and soap to refugees. They've also started reconstructing homes, all in an effort to serve the survivors as the hands and feet of Christ. Pray that doors will open for teams to share their faith. And the Bible League's Mike Southworth says events of 2005 had people asking, what is life all about?
We are not a relief agency, but as we work with others whose calling and ministry is relief and come alongside and provide a spiritual component as people's physical and emotional needs are being met, if we can partner that with a spiritual ministry to meet spiritual needs, it does provide unique opportunities that may not exist in normal circumstances.
Southworth says even in the early days of 2006, the evangelistic opportunities are greater than what they can meet. He says that boils down to
the potential of reaching people with God's Word, of engaging them in the Bible, of learning about a relationship with Christ, of seeing how the Scriptures speak in a relevant way to my life today, and how they can get involved with the local church community so that there is the holistic approach to their relationship with Christ and His church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.